Glenda Parrott is hard at work for a presidential campaign. While Obama and Romney staffers are hoping for a push in the tracking polls, she's been fighting just to get her guy's name on the polling surveys.
Hey, Tom, it's Glenda over in San Bernardino.
Glenda is the Southern California director for Gary Johnson's campaign, the former New Mexico governor and libertarian candidate for president. She's firing off emails and phone calls from the dining room table in her San Bernardino apartment, while her husband, Ray Fostore, brews a batch of Oktoberfest ale in the kitchen.
Yeah, it keeps me off the streets and out of trouble.
Glenda and Ray are Republican refugees to the Libertarian Party. They joined its ranks 5 years ago, turned off by President Bush's foreign policy approach.
So we were thinking, well, there's no way that we could be Democrats because we know what they're about.
We've got to do something. We can't sit on the couch anymore. Just yelling at C-SPAN is not going to fix this.
And there's no way we can support the Republicans ever again. Look at what they're doing. So where do we go? So we were, for a time, politically homeless.
They found a home with the Libertarian Party, a group of just a few hundred thousand nationwide. Their exodus story is not uncommon. More than 2.5 million voters have left the Republican and Democratic parties since 2008. But that doesn't mean they'll vote third party. Glenda says many people she talks with on the phone are afraid that would be a waste of a vote.
They tell me that, well, he won't do well enough. He won't get enough votes. And I tell them, well, if everybody who claimed to be angry at the big two actually stood up and cast their vote differently, then he would win by a landslide and we wouldn't even be having this discussion.
Another concern for some, certainly for the major party campaigns, is that a vote for a third party candidate could be the feather on the scale that tips the election one way or the other in swing states, the so-called spoiler effect. Here's Claremont McKenna political science professor Jack Pitney.
The spoiler phenomenon is very real, and if you're going to support a third-party candidate, it's something you have to think about.
Just look back at Florida in the 2000 election. Green Party perennial candidate Ralph Nader got 96,000 votes. George Bush defeated Al Gore by just 537 votes.
If Nader had not been on the ballot, Al Gore would have been president of the United States.
If this year's election remains close, Johnson could play a similar role. He's thought to pull votes from Romney in some swing states, like Colorado, and from Obama in others, like Nevada. But libertarians like Glenda and Ray could care less about spoiling things for the major players. They see little difference between Democrats and Republicans.
And when you have the two parties who are there who agree with each other more than not, then it becomes a problem. That means we have one party.
This attitude makes sense to Professor Pitney.
If you're passionately opposed to military intervention, then you might see a limited difference between the two candidates. Mitt Romney's talking about American strength, but then President Obama has a kill list.
Foreign policy is a key issue for many libertarians, like Ray.
I support our military. I just don't think we should use them every 5 minutes, every time we turn around.
Johnson and his supporters are more concerned with pushing new ideas than they are impacting election outcomes. The candidate talks about ending foreign wars and legalizing drugs, ideas that major candidates won't touch. Another new idea for many voters, Glenda says, is voting outside the norm.
That's one of the things that we do the most, is explain to people you have a choice.
Call it a wasted vote, call it a spoiler, call it whatever you want, but their minds are made up. Aaron Schrank, Annenberg Radio News.